Streaming sponsored by the Madison Concourse Hotel.
Celebrate New Year's Eve at the Madison Concourse Hotel and Governor's Club. Enjoy live jazz, a surf and turf dinner, comedians, disco with BO5, classic country, a DJ dance party, and a ballroom brunch to start 2025 off right. Details at concoursehotel.com.
Guys in for tryouts and workouts and all of that, but like in earnest, give guys a chance until further notice. Maybe Vanessa is their guy going for it, because maybe now they look at this as a team that we just don't want to mess with the bottom line, which is the made or the missed field goal. So
McManus, I hope, is our McManus guy. Is the guy at least for a couple of years. I mean,
yeah, I would extend him when you, right? You know, at the earliest convenience. I guess it's no big rush with the kicker, but you know what I mean. Yeah.
But at the same time, you know, this is a team who, after Mason Crosby lost a step or two, kind of went through the ringer with kickers. And let's be honest, I texted you this weekend because I could have watched a really good football game. Instead, I chose to watch the Jets play. Mostly because it's fun to see Aaron Rodgers throw things on the sideline. I mean, it really truly is at this stage of the game. And every emotion that, you know, we've known as a Packers fan watching Aaron Rodgers, you felt in about 3 minutes watching him with the Jets. Then Anders Carlson trotted out onto the field, because if anybody was wondering where he ended up, yes, indeed, Anders Carlson is the kicker for the Jets, which is only par for the course this season, right? So he goes out there, he tries to kick, and it was so far and wide left that the angle that they take of the goalpost from behind, the ball actually floated out of the shot. And all I thought is, oh, I am so glad that Brian Gutekunst went out and talked to Brandon McManus.
You know, it's crazy because
miracles.
You talk about can you find a kicker or not? Anders Carlson, I do believe Braden Narveson. In fact, I know they both, and Narveson also got back in the league and was kicking for somebody.
I
can't think of who he was kicking for, but it goes to show you. I mean, they both landed jobs this season after being cut in Green Bay. So, and the Packers still have the winner of the three. And it's funny with Bisaccia being willing to try that, because I got to say, when you've got a kicker like McManus, a special teams guy looks really smart, and a punter like Daniel Whelan, you know, all of a sudden, and Jaden Reed catching it. Boy, that special teams guy, oh, is he a great coach?
Right.
You don't have the kicker, it's like, good God, that guy sucks.
You know, speaking of that, what I think is hilarious is last night, I don't know if anybody even cared or was paying that close of attention, but there were times when the Green Bay Packers were literally pinned back on, you know, 2-yard line because of penalties, or maybe even like the 10-yard line, because Jaden Reed doesn't usually bring it out. He's usually just going to field it and fair catch it, and the team starts where he catches, right? Yep. They were still able to get out of those deficits, move the ball, and at least get points off of most of those long field situations. And that's a team that's really coming into their own, because that's not easy to do in the NFL, to move the ball 97 yards, 98 yards, and be able to get to midfield in only a couple of plays. I mean, if you're a Packers fan, you have to be excited about that.
Well, that second drive of the game, 17 plays, 91 yards that you referenced in, I think. I mean, you start at your 4.
Yeah.
And you end up taking that for a touchdown. And then the following drive, the 6-play, 67-yard touchdown, just again, I mean, they clicked off 15 first downs in the first 3 drives.
That's
about as good as it gets. And like I said, they scored on 6 of their first 8 possessions and one handling. Well, I got to ask you, Maddie, you started the show this morning by saying that some were unhappy or want more. Pray tell, what?
Right? Well, again, you know how much I love to get social media reaction.
See, people, I stay away from it because,
people were actually upset because they didn't score on every single drive during that third and the early fourth quarter. Now, are you kidding me? There was a lot of clock coming off at the same time. There was a lot of running that was happening, not on every single drive. Some of them, they just stalled. But again, I would point out the fact that those drives stalled when there was no field stretcher out there, and Matt LaFleur had to basically kind of reconfigure what he was doing because Christian Watson was banged up on the sideline. At that point, they had also taken out Josh Jacobs. Now, I get that this defense for the New Orleans Saints is not statistically very good, but as we said earlier, there's still guys out there trying to do their job, and they weren't making it easy on this Green Bay Packers team. I mean, did anybody see Josh Myers on TV on the sideline after that last touchdown, that running touchdown by Emmanuel Wilson. I mean, dude was gassed. He was absolutely gassed when you were watching him on the sideline. I think there was probably nobody more happy or happier that the game was probably over than Josh Myers, because they were giving it their all in the run game. Now, their pass protection still a little sketch sometimes. I will give them that. Something else they need to clean up. But in that run protection, it's a lot. I mean, and you're like, that's two immovable forces going at each other when you're an O-lineman and a defensive lineman, right? And those O-linemen, they give it all they've got. And I mean, he was gassed at the end of that game. So don't tell me the Saints weren't trying, right?
Oh,
I mean,
for
that's,
sure.
That's,
I mean,
my opinion on it.
You know, one of the, I mean, if you want to be nitpicky, I suppose, I mean, the second half, you could say they took their foot off the pedal, I suppose, but they scored on three of their four possessions.
Right?
And
yeah,
the one
I don't
was
know
the end
how
of
you
the
could
game.
Be upset with that performance.
Now, what you could say, okay, so they got the ball once by a fumble and once by an interception, and they punted both of those drives.
Yeah.
So points off turnovers. But again, this is a pretty deep dive into trying to find something
right?
to gripe about.
I mean, honestly, I feel like at this point you just want to find something to be upset about, or you want to be disappointed if you are upset with how this team played last night. Now, I'm not going to say it was perfect in all three phases. Like, they kept making a big deal. Buck and Aikman did throughout with what Matt LaFleur was really trying to hone in with his team. I'm not going to say that at all. I'm going to say you have to look at the circumstances and the fact that every single man on that field wants a paycheck.
Yeah.
It's not going to be easy all the time, right? And you know, when you're losing two of your better offensive weapons, I you know, you're gonna have to reconfigure some things, which essentially they ended up doing, and got Jaden Reed more involved and all of that down the road. But I social media reaction, it's fun, but at the same time, sometimes people just floor me. Absolutely.
Well, two
floor
plays
me.
I mean, you could you look at the final score, if that wouldn't be enough to 34
right?
zip ought to make everyone go home and sleep well that night. But Malik Willis, if not for a tip pass, it's about a 50-yard touchdown to Dontavian
right?
Wicks. He walks
yep.
in the end zone, nobody touching him. And Love missed a deep shot, I believe it was,
yeah.
to Reed. That would have been, you know, that would have been
got
another
tipped.
Six. So
Saunders had his big hands up most of the night trying to get those balls tipped. And
it was Ridgeway if it wasn't Saunders, for
yep.
sure. Yeah.
Yep.
But you know, again, I mean, I think what they wanted to accomplish, which you talk about guys coming away with smiles and really having a mm-hmm. reason to love their job and their coaches and each other, from Chris Brooks to, you name it, Carrington Valentine. Very, very productive,
yeah.
productive, beneficial game, I thought, last night.
Yeah,
in a lot
absolutely.
Of areas.
You,
and the biggest
one,
you look at the bottom line, injuries. I mean, Christian Watson,
yeah.
that's it. And why
yeah.
is that, again, nothing new, you know?
It's not really. You hope that it's nothing long term, and that them taking him out, because he did get hurt. He came back into the game, didn't quite look right after he kind of rolled around on the sideline, and then they just kind of took him out. So you hope that at that point, the score was already 21-0 when they took him out, that
yeah.
it was just kind of, you know, the staff saying, all right, we play again on Sunday, so let's shut this down right now and hope that it's nothing serious. But we'll find out those details as the week wears on. Now, with that being said, I think we should all go into our Christmas holiday, our stockings filled with some Packers joy and lots of cheese heads to go around, because it was a great game at Lambeau last night. And my favorite part is that even after the game, fans were still hanging around.
Oh, for sure. You know, I mean, the one shot I loved that I got a kick out of, actually, in just a departure from the past, not so distant past, Matt LaFleur, Jordan Love, and Malik Willis having the conversation
yeah.
about, is Love going to get another series or not?
Yeah.
And Love wanted it.
Yeah.
And then he kind of smiled and looked at Willis, and Willis was like, I'm ready.
Yeah.
And, you know, LaFleur, make a decision. That's why you get the big bucks. But it was just the camaraderie and just the vibe of the whole thing, I thought. And then
yeah.
Willis comes in, and he just throws a dime. Was it to Reed that he hit?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I mean, it just, you know, those are kind of things. Willis is going to bring a little more juice in practice this week because
yeah.
of that. I mean, it puts a bounce. Players want to play. I don't
yeah.
care who you are or how much money you're making sitting. You want to play.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, again, I don't know how you're the Tennessee Titans not watching Malik Willis make those throws, use his legs, command an offense. And, you know, even if the score was already run up and you were coming in to give Jordan Love a break, the fact that he still drove the team down the field into the end zone and then look at your own quarterback situation and go, boy, oh, boy, we made a smart decision.
Right. Well, the Packers might be making some money for a variety of players this season.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
You know, Willis being one of them for sure.
Yeah.
Other guys. Zane Anderson, you know, wherever he lands, I don't think he's leaving Green Bay, though, anytime soon.
No, I don't think so. I hope that, you know, you always, you know that your team can't always keep everybody, right? Because that's just the nature of the NFL. But they have some really good core guys there that I really hope that they can figure out a way to make the cap situation work. Because they've got a lot of, you know, Dobbs, he's going to be up this year. You got Christian Watson, who's going to be up for contract renewal. Brandon McManus was basically an in-season loner. You mentioned a guy like Malik Willis. So, I mean, these are guys that you really hope at some point they can keep their core together. I know it's not possible with every player, but it's going to be fun. It's going to be so much fun. We've still got two games of this season, and now Packers fans, you get the postseason too.
I know. 400 yards, 200 rushing, 200 passing, and 30-plus points. I mean, that's about as good as it gets.
It's going to be a good one. It's going to be a good time. If they can stay healthy over the next couple of weeks, this is going to be a fun team in the postseason once again. And the NFC North, just super fun. I think the Packers are in about as good a shape as you could hope, though, going in at this point of the season. Still not perfect, still with things to work on. And again, we'll say knock on wood, if you're superstitious and all that, the injury front, not bad for them right now. Now, with that being said, Chris, you and your family have a wonderful holiday season. You wish your dad happy birthday today.
I sure will, man.
From all of us. Yes, so celebrate well, and we will talk to you again on Friday as we get ready for the Minnesota Vikings. It is another edition of Hanging with Havel here on Max FM, brought to you by Tricor Insurance.
From small-town businesses to large multi-state operations, Tricor Insurance and Auto Owners Insurance have industry expertise that can cover all types of businesses.
Having an insurance agency that understands our business is a real benefit. They know our people. It's something Tricor does really well.
Tricor's in-depth knowledge of insurance, regulation, compliance, and safety consulting is here to help your business succeed. Working with leading insurance companies like Auto Owners Insurance, they'll be there when you need them most. Visit TricorInsurance.com to learn more about Tricor Insurance Cycle of Care.
Donrick Insurance is now Tricor.
Oakwood Fruit Farm wants to thank everyone for another incredible season. As the farm closes its doors for the year, they'd like to express their gratitude for your support and remind you how much they value being a part of your traditions. From everyone at Oakwood Fruit Farm, happy holidays. They look forward to welcoming you back next fall for more fresh fruit, family fun, and wonderful memories. Oakwood Fruit Farm, where every season brings something special. See you next year.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for...
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
You'll say we've got nothing in common, no common ground to start from, and we're falling apart. You'll say the world has come between us, our lines have come between us, still I know you just don't care.
What about breakfast at Tiffany? She said, I think I remember the film. And as I recall, I think we both kind of liked it. And I said, well, that's the one thing we got.
Yeah. just left undone. And I said, what about breakfast at Tiffany's? She said, I think I remember the film, and as I recall, I think we both kind of liked it. And I said, well, that's the one thing we got. We'll say that we've got nothing in common, no common ground to start from, and we're falling apart. Say the world has come between us, our lives have come between us, still I know you just don't care. And I said, what about breakfast at Tiffany's? She said, I think I remember the film, and as I recall, I think
Hits 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant back with you. Thank you to Hobble and Maddie for the analysis of that game last night. We were so excited to see the Packers win in a convincing fashion. Also, as a reminder, it is our green and gold watch party over at Mike's Italian Restaurant this Sunday, 2:30 p.m. Food and drink specials, and you have a chance to win a certain quarterback's jersey. Join Wendy, Emily, and myself for a lot of fun this coming Sunday. Here's Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark on Max FM.
If you leave, don't leave now. Please don't take my heart away. Promise me just one more night. Then we'll go our separate ways. We always had time on our sides. Now it's fading fast. Every second, every moment, you've got to, we've got to make it last. I touch you once, I touch you twice. I won't let go at any price. I need you now, like I need you then. You always said we'd still be friends someday. If you leave, I won't cry. I won't waste one single. We'll be right back.
And more. 99.7 Max FM.
Good face, Lauren, Catherine, Manitou, Betty Davis.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you on Tuesday morning. Don't forget, you can stream us on our website at max.fm. You can ask your smart device by Max FM Baraboo or download the free Civic Media app on your mobile device like for 99.7 Max FM. Tap on Max FM and stream us with you wherever you're at. Here is Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer on Max FM.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time.
It's the happiest season of all. With those holiday greetings and gay happy meetings when friends come to call. It's the happiest season of all. There'll be parties for hosting, marshmallows for toasting, and caroling out in the snow. There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time. Yes, the most wonderful time. Oh, the most wonderful time of the year.
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you on Tuesday morning. That was Andy Williams. It is the most wonderful time of the year. Yes, it is. It is Christmas Eve. You have a little bit of time to get all that Christmas shopping done and enjoy some great Christmas meals coming up as well. Also, if you are looking to watch some church services, those will be on TV 43, Spectrum Cable Channel 10, Christmas Day at 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, and noon. So again, all the Christmas worship services will be on TV 43, Spectrum Cable Channel 10, 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 12 p.m. on Christmas Day. Coming up, we'll look at weather on Max FM.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at BaraboBank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
An important message about your timeshare from Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group.
If you receive an unsolicited phone call or mail piece to discuss selling, renting, or especially canceling your timeshare, don't fall for it. Contact your timeshare resort or Wesley Financial Group for assistance, and I'll send you our timeshare exit information kit free with the straight facts about timeshare cancellation.
Call 800-761-0000. 800-761-0000.
Paid for by Wesley Financial Group.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Partly to mostly cloudy today. We'll get to around 31 for a high this afternoon with a very light breeze. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 22. Christmas Day will be cloudy with a high of 34. On Thursday, some afternoon showers. Cloudy with a high of 38. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? Get online, search Worthington, Minnesota. Worthington, definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 27.
99.7.
Oh,
7 Max FM, here are the Eurythmics. Sweet dreams on Max FM.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you on Tuesday. Also, Christmas Eve Day. We're just a little bit of ways away from the big guy coming in. And I'm not talking about me. You know I'm talking about that big red jolly guy dropping some presents off tonight. I know the kids are getting excited about that. Starting at 6 o'clock tonight, we are going all Christmas music through Christmas Day. So yes, we've been sprinkling it in throughout the past couple of weeks, sprinkling some more in this week. We're going to have all Christmas music starting 6 p.m. tonight through Christmas Day, and then back to regular programming on December 26. Our 50-minute music hour continues with Prince on Max FM.
Here's a hint. At U.S. Cellular, you can get 4 free phones and 4 lines for $90 a month, so you can give your family the gift of connection.
How about the gift of good-smelling soap?
They buy their own soap. They want 4 free phones.
Maybe I'll get
4 free phones.
4 free phones.
Get 4 free phones and 4 lines for $90 a month. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details. Here's another hint. Get $100 toward
Rewards accessories with each smartphone purchase. Visit your local U.S. Cellular store in Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg.
Being part of a team means knowing you have support when you need it most. This is Kathy McAsey, and at Bank of Wisconsin Dells, we understand the value of being surrounded by a strong team. That's why our personal bankers are committed to providing personalized financial solutions for all your deposit and banking needs. Select Bank of Wisconsin Dells to be part of your trusted financial team.
Member FDIC.
Mouthwatering steaks, fresh seafood, Angus burgers and crisp salads. Hi, this is Chef Jason from Jace Pub and Grill in Reedsburg. We're open for lunch and dinner every day and offer half-price appetizers during happy hour, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 at the bar. Jace also has an incredible kids menu and offers the perfect setting for your next gathering. Birthday parties, baby and bridal showers, and holiday parties, we can make your next event memorable. See our features and watch for upcoming events on Facebook. Jace Pub and Grill in Reedsburg, something for everyone.
Happy holidays from Hales Legal Services, LLC of Baraboo. They are wishing you a wonderful holiday season filled with memorable family time, delicious food, and celebrations, along with a safe and prosperous new year. Happy holidays from Hales Legal Services, LLC.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away, so come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Maximum music.
Seem to make up your mind. I think you better close it.
got you.